Louisiana, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning.
Hey, Janine.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing great. It's another beautiful day, and I'm excited to get it started.
Well, let's get after it. Activities in abundance, as always, at the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. I know, Janine, you are gearing up for another year of Leadership Emporia Academy, huh?
We are. The 34th class of Leadership Emporia Academy will begin next week with our opening retreat on Thursday and Friday, which is the 23rd and 24th of September. And I'm really excited about this. We were able to hold Leadership Emporia Academy last year in person. We went with a smaller class of 13 last year. We're keeping it a smaller class this year so that we can still allow social distancing, and because we feel it's very important that we have it in person and not virtual. And so this year's class, we have 17 participating. And like I said, it's a program that we're proud of and excited to get it up and going.
Sounds like another great class. And how long is the academy? How long does it take, Janine?
They meet actually 7 full days, 8 hours a day, 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And so they have the opening retreat, which is 2 days. Then they will meet every other Thursday for 5 more times. It ends the very first part of December. So over the next 3 months, they will be meeting and learning about adaptive leadership and really how to make a difference in their life, at work, and in our community.
It's been a wonderful program, and it's been going on, as Janine mentioned, for over 3 decades through the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, let me see. We mentioned we're only 5 months away from
Ranch Women.
We're only 5 months away from what? Valentine's Day. Huh?
That's right.
But first,
before we get to that,
we have to go through Christmas, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
And we do.
When we think of Christmas, we think of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade. And what has your committee been meeting, Janine?
We have been meeting and discussing the parade this year. This will be our, I think, our 34th year as well for the Christmas parade. And we're moving forward. We're moving forward with our traditional parade. It is always held on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which will be November 30th this year. And we've kept our theme from last year. As you may recall, last year, unfortunately, we had to cancel due to the spike in numbers. But we're going in with a positive attitude this year, keeping the theme around the Grinch, because these are trying times for all of us. But it's cheer up, dude. It's a Grinch Christmas parade. And we're excited about that. That's a fun theme. Everybody loves the Grinch. And we think there can be some great floats built around that theme. So cheer up, dude. It's a Grinch Christmas parade.
All right. And are you looking for some volunteer help for the Christmas parade committee?
Yes, we always are. We have a great, a great group of people that have been involved on the committee for many years, and they have different jobs, but we can always use volunteers to help us that evening, either with lineup. Really what we need help with is the judging component that happens before the parade. So either being a judge or helping organize the judges, getting them down there by each of the floats that want to be judged, tallying up the voting sheets, and then getting that information back to us before the parade so we can get the banner carriers in place and in the lineup for the parade itself, getting that information to you and I so that we know when they're coming down the street that we can announce the different winners. So it's a very fast-paced hour of volunteerism.
Yes, it is.
But it's finished by the time the parade starts, that you can still sit back and enjoy the parade.
Always a great night, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade. Cheer up, dude. It's a Grinch Christmas Parade. Well, thank you, Janine.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. 655, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Capital Federal, a local bank rooted in tradition since 1890.